We have asked the Met Service if they might share a bit of time with us. Martha Pelo, Gabotane is with us today from the Met Service. Thanks for joining us on the program, my friend. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you. Tēnā koutou to the listeners as well.
Kia ora. Well, look, we get a lot of severe rain warnings, and that certainly was the case over the weekend. And I'm not saying that it didn't fall heavily and create problems in parts of the country, but here in Tāmaki Makaurau, we managed to avoid the worst of it, I'm picking. Some big rain last night, but has that passed now?
For Tāmaki Makaurau, yes, it looks like most of that rain has passed. As you mentioned, some big rain over the weekend. It has been quite an unsettled period, and this weather system that's currently affecting us will be moving through in waves. So it seems like at the moment we're in a little bit of a quiet wave in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Do you think sometimes the Met Service overstate the danger, or have we once bitten, twice shy? Sometimes if we don't get it right, people can be caught out. But do we sometimes assume that there's going to be heavy weather bombs that don't eventuate? And does that at times discredit the forecast?
Sometimes the weather systems can be a little bit tricky. Sometimes we have weather systems where we're expecting large areas to get a lot of rain. And then other times we've got weather systems where that heavier rain is expected to be more localized. So while most people probably won't see very big rainfall amounts, some smaller pockets of areas could. So it's a bit of a balancing act, capturing the wider areas that maybe might not get as much, but then also capturing those smaller areas that might.
Kia ora, a lot of our people have rallies who live down country, and in particular down the east coast and across into Hiratunga and through Wairoa. How did they fare with the weather that has rocked the country over the last couple of days?
So this weather system is quite a broad area and has affected quite a lot of areas, especially in parts of the North Island. In that eastern part of the country, so far it looks like there hadn't been as much. However, there was a short period over the weekend where those eastern places got a little bit of, or saw some of those higher rainfall amounts. But going forward, for the rest of today at least, we could still see some of those that wet weather in the eastern part of the North Island, and then later on this evening we're expecting things to quieten down a little bit out there.
What's it looking like forecast wise any weather bombs looming around in the wider Pacific that might be heading our way?
At this point, this weather system that we have is sitting out in the Tasman Sea, so just west of the country, and it is still going to be bringing some more waves of wet weather as the week goes on. It is the same one that's been affecting us since last week. It's quite a large one coming in waves, as I've mentioned. But as the week goes on, we're still expecting that unsettled weather for the bulk of the week at least.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep our brollies at the ready, won't we? Thanks very much for keeping us an update. I'm pleased that communities weren't isolated, that the weather bombs, the Gabrielles this time around, didn't eventuate, and let's hope that's the case going forward. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero about the weather with us today on the program. Mathelop, I hope I'm getting close there.
Yes, you're all good. Thank you, Dale.
Very good. Nice talking with you again. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. It was 603-828.